This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tessa Vigeland. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau launched another attack on the forces of financial darkness this week. It announced plans to regulate prepaid credit cards. Now, those cards are increasingly popular despite the fact that they have all kinds of hidden fees and they're pretty much not liable for fraud. I've asked Stacey Vanek-Smith of our New York Bureau to fill us in here. Hi, Stacey.
Hi, Tess.
So, you know, when I think of these cards, I think of kind of a financial netherworld. You know, they're traditionally used by a pretty small sector of the public, kind of like the check cashing services that are out there,
right,
things like that. So why are regulators paying attention now?
Well, the cards have become a lot more mainstream. It's actually the fastest growing form of payment in the country right now. There are about 7 million prepaid cards out there. And by 2014, people will have loaded $167 billion onto those cards.
Woo.
So, yeah, they used to be very much a fringe product geared towards low-income people and people who had really bad credit and couldn't get a checking account. But that's just not the case anymore.
So why are people using them more? And who's using them?
Well, a lot of younger people are using them, actually. For Generation Y, half of Gen Yers have these cards. Basically, these are people who grew up during the financial crisis. They don't have a lot of credit, but they also don't have a very good impression of the banks. And this is sort of seen as a responsible way. You just load up your card and you spend the money you have. There's no overdraft. There are no checking fees. They're not trying to push other products on you. It's just this card. A lot of parents give it to their kids when they go off to college. So this has created a big opportunity for the banks. It's an entire new market for them.
So what exactly is the CFPB doing?
Well, the CFPB is just looking into these cards to regulate them because they are becoming more mainstream. And there are suddenly a lot of big players, like Chase is releasing its liquid prepaid debit card this summer. Susie Orman, you know, has a prepaid debit card. Suddenly you have this financial product that is sort of wildly different. So there's not a lot of regulation in this field now. It's a little bit like the Wild West. The fees for customers aren't really regulated. And actually, another thing that the banks are very excited about is interchange fees. You know, the fees that banks charge the merchants when you swipe your card.
Right.
Those are regulated now for debit and credit cards, but they're not regulated for prepaid debit cards. So regulators are starting to sort of look into this and figure out kind of what's going on and curb some of the tales of abuse that one hears.
Okay. Before we leave the subject of credit cards, I wanted to get your take on something that I saw this week, which is that American Express has issued a new card where the rewards are available in Farmville online. So your rewards are not real. What?
Yes. Well, I guess it depends how into Farmville you are, right?
I suppose so.
I mean, this is an example of, you know, credit cards are really right now trying to offer different kinds of rewards to attract new users now.
Right.
Rewards are very targeted. I assume that they are trying to target a younger audience through offering virtual points on Farmville, which is, of course, the Facebook game where you raise virtual crops and animals.
Right.
And so I think this is also perhaps another way of kind of luring in younger consumers who might see that, as strange as that might sound to us. That's maybe their frequent flyer miles, you know?
All right. Hey, thanks for the update, Stacey.
Thank you, Tess.